If you live in the Western Hemisphere, you may be able to see today's total solar eclipse. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jay Pasikoff, professor of astronomy at Williams College, describes the celestial rarity and when we can see one in North America.
In the United States, we have to wait over 2 years for the next total solar eclipse. But right now, I'm on Svalbard at 78 degrees latitude in the Arctic to view the total eclipse occurring on March 20th, today. The path of totality, from which the moon entirely hides the everyday disk of the sun to reveal the beautiful, interesting, and scientifically important solar corona, crosses land only with the United Kingdom's Faroe Islands and Norway's Svalbard archipelago, including its main island, Spitsbergen. I have with us a team of about a dozen scientists, including one of my undergraduate students. Most of the team was with me in Gabon in West Africa in 2013 for a beautiful eclipse. The next couple of solar eclipses, this year in Svalbard and next year in Indonesia, are remote from us in the United States. But for the first time since 1919, the band of totality of an eclipse will cross the continental United States. On August 21st, 2017, the 60-mile-wide totality will stretch from Oregon through the Carolinas on the East Coast. On the whole, based on the statistics from looking at a couple of decades of satellite photos, the general forecast is clearest in the western United States. The sun's diameter will be about 75% covered in New York City, about 85% in Washington, D.C., and about 90% in Chicago. Total eclipses are both fantastically exciting things to see and also very scientifically valuable. Only on the days of eclipses can we astronomers study the full sun. The current satellites leave gaps that we fill, and the excitement of seeing the sky go dark in the daytime is unparalleled in human experience.
That was Jay Pasikoff of Williams College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.